ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。This is the day of the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. It happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But the eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looked downcast. One of them, Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it's now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astonished us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. What it was necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to whom they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But he urged him, "Stay with us, for it's nearly evening, and the day is almost over." So when you begin to stay with them, and it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. If that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Or they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those of them who were saying, "The Lord has already truly been raised and have appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had happened taken place on the way, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus appeared to the disciples, but they didn't recognize him at once. Today, also Jesus lives among us, especially during Mass. We cannot see his face, although he lives in each person of us. But Jesus lives in our heart through the Blessed Sacrament in a very special way. He be united with us. Let us thank the Lord for this sacrament. Also thank the Lord that he lives in each person. Jesus promised, whatever you do to the least, you are doing to him. So today, let us live well every moment, especially people believing that Jesus is present in each person, telling ourselves, whatever you do to the least, we are doing it to Jesus. Jesus, strengthen our hope, our vision. Let us believe that you are present among us. Jesus, we know that you expect us to live in mutual love. So Jesus, give us the strength, starting from this moment, love one another as the way you love us. You sacrifice your life for us. Let us learn to sacrifice our own self for the benefit of the others. Jesus, we trust in you.